The embarrassing fact is that I am small, and it should never be about me having the pram in my hands. And why do the colors matter so much anyway? When I was 3, my dad bought me a toy camera. In the shop, all the black ones had been sold, and only pink ones were left on the shelves. When my dad was at the till, and the salesman heard that it was for me, he refused to sell the pink camera to my dad. So he had to wait for the most pointless 15 minutes of his life so that the salesman could go up to the storeroom and come back down with a black camera. But no one would have cared. The problem with stereotypes is that they affect behaviors. For instance, when someone says, ladies first, this promotes the idea that women are defenseless and delicate. Another classic in my school is girls never fart. I know, and you all know, we all know that this is just not true. Children hear this all the time, they start to behave differently. For instance, I have long hair before I had even longer hair. People used to confuse me for a girl. So for instance, if I was in a public toilet, they would ask me to get out. But regardless of how long my hair is, I'm still the same person. It should not matter how long my hair is. I don't want to cut my hair just because people confuse me for a girl. I don't care. Why can't boys have long hair? An adult can either dismantle a stereotype or encourage one. For instance, when I was in sports class, there were 2 teams, one with boys and girls, the other one only girls. In the end, both of them were tied up. So when the teacher came along, she declared the girls team the winner just because they had no boys in their team. This reinforces a stereotype. But in my family, we have a game. And the aim is to, when we see a stereotype, call it out. So even when my sister was 3, and we would enter a toy shop, and that she would see a doll wearing a pink dress, she would yell out, stereotype.
It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Honourable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Samrita Kaushik, I'm 13 years old.
The auditions are over. Now it's time to debate.
The whole concept of democracy is coming here in
the I Beg to Differ debate tournament returns to your radio on Monday, March 7th.
I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated
16 secondary school students made the cut.
For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now, so there's...
But now, to stay in the game, they'll have to go head to head.
The filming of a job means joining other businesses, but how...
No second chances, win or go home.
What if AI is the end of the world? What if? What if it will cost the end of the world?
Until we have one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my great debaters, Mondays to Thursdays, live at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV, Star Times, and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Paystack, supported by Printivo.
It's time for the I Beg to Differ round of 16. The round of 16 has entered day 3. Yesterday, Ihuoma Osunkwo and Andrella Nnadi won their debates and joined Deborah Pamzat and Clement Brimo in next week's quarterfinals. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made the I Beg to Differ debate tournament happen. Paystack is our headline sponsor. Paystack lets your business receive payments from anyone and anywhere in the world and in any currency. And they're going to make sure that our winner gets their alert. Also, a big thank you to Printivo. Printivo is an online design and print platform. Whether you are a business needing to print branded collaterals, or say you're a person who needs souvenirs for a wedding or a funeral, Printivo can help. You can create your design, you can select the items you want, like shirts, cups, notepads, magazines. You might be saved if you print them for you. So choose the item, choose the design, choose the quantity, and bam, they have it. They will get it done for you at Printivo. If you're on social media, you can see all the amazing swag that Printivo has given all our contestants in their goodie bags. If you're watching us live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, you can see it on our tables right now. Facebook, Nigeria Info, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I recommend you watch. That way you can actually see when these kids are giving you a fire debate. I have four students with me, four very gifted debaters in the studio. They're looking very alert, very bright-eyed. I'm thinking maybe they've already eaten the ice cream provided by our sponsor, Just Food. But if they haven't, the winners will surely get some from Just Food. Anyways, they're about to go head-to-head, and the two winners will return next week. So now let's debate. Let me introduce the contestants in our first debate. Our first debater is an SS3 student at Kingsway College. She's 14 years old, Ruth Okorocha. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Ruth is actually a returning contestant. Do you remember her, Lagos? She competed in the first edition last year. Ruth faced Chigozie, I believe. It was Chigozie you faced.
Yeah.
What was his surname again? I'm trying to remember his surname now. Do you remember?
No.
Okay. But she faced Chigozie and she was knocked out of that round. So I'm sure that you're planning to go all the way this time. Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Good luck. Our second debater is a 16-year-old student at James Hope College, Adriel Udwehi. Welcome to I Beg to Differ. Good to have you on the show with us.
Yeah, it's good to have me on this show.
We do hope you're going to speak up a bit louder during the debates itself. All right, the contestants have been told the rules, but here the rules are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. You will each get 3 minutes first to present your positions, and then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents made. Now remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event, and that means no do-overs. If you make an error, the clock is the clock. Okay? I will judge, well, my judges will judge both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides and you'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make that were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. You already know your topic. I hope you understand the rules.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, Lagos, I hope you understand the rules. Their topic is elective. No, that's not their topic. Hold on. I made an error there. That's not your topic. That was actually the topic from our debaters yesterday. So our debaters today are going to be talking to us about something, you know, equally intense. They're going to be debating for us something equally intense. They'll be talking to us about digital banks. Digital banks will replace traditional banks. Now let's decide who goes first, who supports and who opposes. We have Adriel picking, and now we have Ruth. So who's opposing and who is supporting?
I'm opposing.
Okay. Ruth is supporting that digital banks will replace traditional banks. Okay, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with Ruth Okorocha, the motion supporter, and then we'll come to Adriel Udwehi, the motion opposer.
Thank you. Chris Skinner, a fintech expert and author of Digital Bank and its sequel ValueWeb, put it simply and well when he said, ignoring technological change in a financial system based upon technology is like a mouse starving to death because someone moved their shoes. Good afternoon, moderator, impersonator of President Sandra, honorable educators, co-debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Kocho, bona fide student of Kingsway College, speaking for the motion, Digital Banks Will Replace Traditional Banks. A digital bank is a bank that makes use of electronic technology to provide banking features via mobile app or websites and don't have physical locations. As of 2020, as many Kenya's 1.9 billion individuals worldwide actively use online banking, with that number forecast to reach 2.5 billion in 2024. In 2021, 4.6% of US citizens used online banking, and this has increased over time. As a result of this massive shift towards digital banking, banks closed 3,324 branches last year, according to S&P Global Intelligence. As we can also, the world is accepting digital banking with warm hands. Putting it simply, banks are well-versed in making use of digital technology. They can evaluate options and customize solutions to meet the needs of their business processes. The crisis in traditional bank may be featured by challenger banks. These are the words of Simon Marsh at TechCrunch. Thanks to the power of digital banking, many individuals have never set foot in a brick and mortar bank. From the ability to access bank features via mobile app on their device, individuals can easily pay bills, do transactions, check their account balance just with a single click on the button on their mobile device or computer. Also, digital bank provides great features. If there's a feature I love the most when talking about digital banking, it's undoubtedly budgeting. This vital feature is made available on most digital banks, and it's great to see where your money is going into and which category you're spending the most. Thirdly, is the fees. This is where digital bank and traditional bank differ the most. While traditional bank are trying to fleece you out of your last penny with an abundance of fees, digital banks don't charge a phone for everyday banking operations. And as we all know, the world is advancing in technology year by year. Shopping, dating, and even courtier and adult online. So why not banking? There's no reason why not to, and that's why they are the future of banking. Granted, your traditional bank has its mobile app and website, but they are awfully clunky and lack many features the new banks readily offer, and aren't geared to the younger crowd at all. The pandemic, for instance, made people sign up and use digital banking at higher numbers than usual. So the find your role as a substitute for traditional banks. Also, traditional banks are highly selective. Generally said, when individuals will try to obtain a loan from traditional bank, unfortunately for them, many of them were rejected, especially related to SMEs, as they are deemed high risk. Speaking of risk, many times the traditional bank suffers as a result of risk pertaining to bank robbery, and this can lead to a shutdown on the bank and customers will lose their deposits. Last but it's not the same for digital bank, that has come a long way with security. And as we all know, no one can rob a digital bank with guns. Lastly, earlier a digital bank in the US and some others are crypto-friendly in the sense that it allows you to purchase cryptocurrencies via Coinbase. It allows you to credit to purchase Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Speaking of cryptocurrency traders, it's made available by most digital banks. It has become a wide stream of income for many young people. Even in our country, Nigeria, many school leavers and undergraduates generate income from this. All this huge advantage shows plainly that digital banks has a huge advantage over traditional banks and will replace traditional banks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okoracha there. Well done. Good job. Ruth Okoracha is 14 years old, Lagos. She's 14 years old. She's a student, an SS3 student at Kingsway College. Where's Kingsway College, Ruth?
Ajo.
Kingsway College is not Jo. SS3 Kingsway College. She's 14 years old. All right. Opposing the same topic is Adriel Udwehi. Adriel Udwehi is 16 years old. He's an SS3 student at James Hope College. Adriel, your time starts now.
James Fons. James Fons is a man who lost $500 to a James Wells Cargo digital bank. However, he was able to get his money back via traditional banks. My name is Udwehi Adriel. Good morning, Cody Beta. Good morning, moderator. I am here to oppose the motion that digital banks will take over traditional banks. First of all, there is the issue of face-to-face operation. It is better for people to talk to each other about the problems that they've had. I mean, James Fons went to a traditional bank to talk about his problems when the digital banks do not have any idea on what to do. Secondly, we have the cash deposits. You can't deposit cash via digital banks, but traditional banks would definitely do that for you. Then we also have another advantage on keeping of other valuables. It is only money that digital bank can keep for you. What about land documents? What about jewelry? Those are places that safety deposit box, which are water resistant, which are also fire resistant, are going to keep and safe for you. Then we have the issue of stockbroking and insurance. Traditional banks would definitely grant you stockbroking and insurance, which digital banks would never grant for you. There is a section in banks known as the stockbroking section. In this section, you are able to get stocks, and an advantage to the economy is that it's going to reduce economic recession as well. Also, notary services. The notary is a person who signs documents and is able to confirm the identity of a person. As in name digital banks, you can't get that on digital banks because it does not encourage face-to-face operations. Under notary services, you can get your documents signed, especially land documents, and they can confirm your identity as well. Notary services aren't always granted by banks, but most banks do grant notary services. Also, there is the issue of, you mentioned, there's the issue of hacking as well. In traditional banks, your things are safe, but in digital banks, I don't really think so, because in digital banks, there's been a rise in hacking recently in Nigeria and even all over the world, especially since the pandemic, and your valuables, money, and things like that can go missing. Thank you.
Thank you very much for doing that, Adriel Udwehi. Well done. Adriel Udwehi is a student, an SS3 student at James Hope College. He's 16 years old. We're going to take a quick break, give the debaters a chance to wet their beaks. And when we come back, it will be time for the rebuttal round.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you very much to Paystack for sponsoring this event, and thank you to Printivo for supporting us, as well as Just Food. Now let's move on to the rebuttal round. This time we'll start with the motion opposer. Let me remind you that we have 16-year-old SS3 student at James Hope College, Adriel Udwehi. We also have returning this year, Ruth Okorocha, 14-year-old student at Kingsway College. They're debating whether digital banks will replace traditional banks. Adriel, your 2 minutes starts now.
Ruth, you mentioned cryptocurrency. If you remember during the pandemic, during the NSARS protest, the Nigerian government banned cryptocurrency. What happens if a government bans cryptocurrency or digital banking in a whole? Also, digital banks work within the confines of Wi-Fi. You mentioned, all you were saying, you mentioned that that people can have easy access to it. But aren't all those high money earners? What about those at the grassroots? Don't you think that digital banks also reduce employment opportunities? I mean, one of Nigeria's biggest problems is the lack of jobs. Don't you think that by digitalizing banks, a lot of people are going to fall out of their jobs? Thank you.
Thank you very much. You had 2 minutes. Ruth Okorocha, your time starts now.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned cryptocurrency in your debates. Now, digital banks support cryptocurrencies, and you can buy, you say they can save jewelries and so on, and apart from money. When you buy cryptocurrencies, you keep them. Then when the prices go high, you save them. Is that not part of saving? Now, you also make sure that they don't increase employment opportunities. They bring about unemployment. Let me tell you. For example, when you go to a traditional bank, a staff is assigned to about 50 clients. You have to stand on a long queue to wait for your own turn. But in a digital bank, whenever you put a call across to their customer service, there'll be someone to attend to you. All those people, they are paying them money, and it's creating employment opportunities for them. But the thing is that there's no physical location, so they work via virtual office. And this also provides a place where the employees, like the bankers, like in Nigeria, for instance, many bankers don't have physical contact with their children because they leave very early in the morning and return late at night. But in a digital bank, you work in a bank with virtual office, you're in your home, and you can have closer relationship with your student and be a better parent. Also, you mentioned that easy access and so on. The ability to bank wherever and however you want is one of the greatest advantages of digital bank. So says Williamson. Also, they offer 24/7 account service wherever you are. For example, a treasury bank, if you go to a treasury bank around 12 in the midnight, would you find anybody here? No. But a digital bank, wherever. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good job, Ruth Okorocha. Well done.
Rita Korocha is 14 years old. She's a student at Kingsway College. She supported that digital banks will replace traditional banks. Our second debater, 16 years old, at James Hope College, Adriel Udwehi, opposed the motion that digital banks will replace traditional banks. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the first round. We're going to wait for our judges to tell us who has won this round. Don't forget, we've got two more debaters who are also sending us getting ready to get in the ring and let us know how this will go. But Lagos, my judges are working very fast. They already have the results in. And let me tell you, these results, amazing stuff. So we've got 51 points to Ruth during presentation. 24 points to Adriel for presentation. Style, Ruth was awarded 18 points, Adriel 6 points. During the rebuttal round, Ruth scored 18, Adriel scored 12. Style, Ruth scored 0, Adriel scored 21. With a total of 87 points, Ruth Okorocha wins this round. Congratulations, Ruth. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Thank you both for a wonderful debate. But there can only be one winner. The debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal is Ruth Okorocha. Congratulations and well done.
Thank you.
You came, you fought, and here you are. See you next week. Okay. Thank you so much, Adriel, for taking part. You did so well. You did so well. And remember, out of over 240 people who applied, you made it to the top 10%. So I do hope that that says something to you about your skills. We hope we see you in the next edition.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.